Chapter 9. Monday morning began with a pattering of rain against Starcy's bedroom window. Bleary-eyed after a long talk the night before with Hakeem about the baby and the party, she glanced at her phone instinctively as she had done countless times since her fight with Tara. "I'm sure she's gonna apologize to you. I mean, how can she?" Hakeem had said. But there were no messages. Neither she nor Cooper had reached out since the party. And with each hour that passed, Darcy felt a wave of tension and dread building like a storm. Is Tara still angry? Is she gonna make a scene at school? Are we even friends anymore? The questions replayed in an endless loop in Darcy's mind while she was trying to finish her chemistry lab report the night before. Yet mixed with her worries, Darcy felt flashes of her own growing anger too. Tara had been mean and unfair, and her silence had added an extra layer of insult, salt in the wound. "Yeah, I meant what I said," it seemed to say. "So what you gonna do about it?" Darcy gazed out her window, which was fogged and streaked with drizzle. She didn't know. "You still didn't hear from Tara?" Jamie asked at breakfast as they prepared to leave for the 10-minute walk to Blueford. "Nope," Darcy grumbled, dreading the day ahead, especially lunchtime at their table. "Seriously? That's messed up," Jamie blurted when they left the house. "She owes you an apology. Big time." Her words almost made it worse. "I know." "Tara knows why we were so late Saturday. Dez told her straight up. He said she and Coop even had an argument about it," Jamie added as they crossed the street. "Especially after someone posted a video of your fight." "What?" Darcy exclaimed, stopping in the middle of the sidewalk. Her shoes scraped against the wet pavement with an awkward screech. "Yep, Dez told me last night. We're kind of talking again. Anyway, Cooper took your side. Let's just say Tara was not happy with him." "Why didn't you tell me?" Darcy fumed. "It was late. Your door was closed and you were on the phone. I thought maybe you were talking to her." Darcy groaned as a city bus lumbered past them. The news was getting worse, not better. Why would someone post something like that? "People are stupid, that's why," Jamie sighed, hoisting her backpack higher on her shoulder. "It's like what Vanessa did to me and Angel, remember?" Darcy winced, recalling how the girl had spread a rumor on social media that Jamie was gay. "But Tara wouldn't do that. That's not her."
"You sure?"
"She's always got her eyes on her phone." "Yes, I'm sure. I know her," Darcy insisted. But then she stopped herself as she remembered the events of the last few days. "Or at least I thought I did." She pictured Tara stewing in anger as she watched their argument on her phone. "I don't even know what to say to her right now." Clusters of students, hooded and sleepy-eyed in the morning drizzle, shambled past them. The first period warning bell wailed out over the school grounds. Classes would begin in minutes. Both girls turned and picked up their pace.
"Listen, I love Tara, and I agree with her on almost everything, but this?"
"You didn't do anything wrong, Darcy. Trust me, I would tell you if you did." Jamie's eyes were locked on hers.
"I know you would. You always do."
"Hey, you do it to me too, Darce. You're worse than Mom sometimes," Jamie continued. "But after everything, I did like you said and spoke to Grandma. We got our own things to worry about. Tara should cut you some slack. If she doesn't, maybe she's not the friend you thought she was."
"Thanks,"
Darcy muttered. Part of her wanted to argue Jamie's point and defend her friendship with Tara, but another part, bogged in anger and hurt, refused. She wished she could just turn around and go home and not have to face Tara at all. Instead, Darcy forced herself into the crowd and followed Jamie through the metal detectors inside Blueford's front doors. Principal Spencer, always at the entrance in the morning, eyed her curiously as she passed.
"Did someone share the video of the fight with her?" Darcy wondered.
Taking a deep breath, Darcy left Jamie and headed toward the junior class corridor. She knew Tara and Cooper would be at his messy locker at the end of the hallway, their usual spot before class. Her heart raced, and her palms grew clammy as she weaved through hall traffic toward them. But Cooper and Tara weren't there. The hallway seemed strangely empty without them. Were they late? Darcy imagined Cooper taking too long to get ready and Tara complaining about it. She had seen it 1,000 times, but not usually in the morning.
Just then, Hakeem darted toward her locker, his clothes slightly wet, his eyes narrowed with concern. "You see Coop?" he asked, before she had even said hello. "No, why?" "He and Tara had a big fight," Hakeem explained, wiping the moisture from his face. "He wouldn't talk about it with me, and he left early, real early. I never seen him this upset. Did you try texting him?" Hakeem nodded. "He's not answering." "Me and Tara are the same way. I haven't heard a word from her since Saturday. I heard him leave way before school this morning, but he never came back. Des and I had to ride bikes to school. That's why I'm late. It's not like him to be this way." Ring! The final warning bell blared overhead. Darcy knew they had just a moment to get to class. She grabbed the chemistry book from her locker and pulled out her phone. "I gotta run or I'll be late," Hakeem said, giving Darcy a quick kiss that made her heart skip. "Meet me at lunch," she called out as he rushed off. She raced up the stairs to chemistry class, texting Tara as she went. "Where are you?" she wrote, reaching Ms. Allen's classroom as the first period bell rang. "Cutting it close, Ms. Wills," the teacher said with a tight-lipped smile from her desk. She then got up and handed Darcy a folded sheet of paper. Darcy grabbed it and retreated to her seat before opening it. She recognized the quiz she had completed last week, only now it was marked in Ms. Allen's slanted handwriting. A score was circled in pen in the top right corner, 96. Beneath it, a handwritten comment had been scribbled in angular blue ink. "Good job. You know your organic chemicals, Darcy. Consider a career in medicine." The noise and chatter of the busy cafeteria seemed louder than usual as Darcy made her way to lunch. Tara still hadn't answered her first text, or the second and third ones Darcy had sent during Algebra 2. "You okay?" The words in her final message hung empty and incomplete in her phone. Maybe this is it, Darcy thought. The end. After a year, Tara may have finally decided to cut her friendship off once and for all. Maybe Tara had nothing more to say to her. Darcy knew it was possible. "Fine," she grumbled to herself. If Tara had reached that point, she would accept it. But there was something she needed to say first. "Tell her your truth." Grandma's words echoed in her mind. Darcy knew it wouldn't be easy, but she had no choice. She had to be honest and tell Tara how much her actions had hurt. "There you are," cooed a familiar, sing-songy voice as she waited in line. Darcy turned to see Brasanna circling toward her, a knowing grin on her face. "I've been looking for you. Wasn't Saturday amazing?" "What do you mean?" Darcy asked as Brasanna joined her. "Trinity College, hello." "Oh, yeah, that," Darcy replied. The bridge program felt as if it had taken place weeks ago. "That?" Brasanna scoffed, as if Darcy said something silly. "You mean the competitive program that could get us a full ride to college? No big deal, right?" Brasanna joked. "Sorry, Bris. It was a long weekend, and I've got a lot on my mind, and..." "Oh, I heard all about your weekend," Brasanna cut in. Her face suddenly lit up as if she had just listened to gossip that greatly interested her. "I can't believe her." Brasanna gave a smug nod to Tara's empty seat. "What did you hear?" "Not just what I heard, but what I saw. The clip of you and Tara almost getting in a fistfight at Cooper's party." Brasanna's eyes sparkled as if the incident made her happy. "It wasn't that bad," Darcy huffed. "It looked pretty bad to me. I was like, wow, because I thought she was actually going to hit you. I wouldn't put it past her." Brasanna shook her head as if she were about to gloat. "I know she's your friend and all, but..." "Don't, Brasanna," Darcy warned. "I know what you're going to say, and I can't hear it right now." "Okay, okay. Relax, girl. I get it," Brasanna said, pausing as if she were trying to solve a puzzle. She reminded Darcy of a chess player searching for the best move. "I can't believe you went from visiting a college to dealing with ghetto nonsense all on the same day." She watched Darcy's reaction carefully. "I hope Miss Briggs doesn't see that video, or she's going to wave her crazy bracelets at you and be like, 'Don't throw this away.'" Rosanna imitated the guidance counselor's voice and rapidly moving hands. Darcy clenched her teeth. She didn't want Rosanna to know that her words cut like a knife. Darcy knew a fight on social media wasn't going to help her get into college or anywhere except trouble.
"Are you done?" Darcy finally grumbled.
"Well, it's not all bad news. I heard you have an admirer in the bridge program," Rosanna teased.
"What?"
Rosanna went into a long story about her day at Trinity College while Darcy grabbed a tray of greasy French fries and spongy chicken nuggets. They were just returning to the table when Rosanna explained that Chelsea, a girl in her group, goes to Fitzgerald High School and is classmates with Aaron.
"So?" Darcy asked her.
"So, he likes you. That's what Chelsea said."
"You mean Aaron?"
Darcy asked in disbelief. "The nerdy white boy with all them corny jokes?
Him? Oh my God."
"I know, right? Don't worry. I told her he wasn't your type," Rosanna said, as if she were proud of herself.
"Why did you do that?"
"What? Am I wrong?" Rosanna asked, as if Darcy had spoken a strange foreign language.
"I thought I was doing you a favor."
"No, you weren't wrong, but that's not the point. I don't need you speaking for me, especially there. Like you said, let's not carry over stupid high school drama into college, okay?"
"Whatever, he's weird. Besides, Chelsea says his sister's disabled or retarded or something."
Retarded or something. The comment snagged in Darcy's mind like a jagged, rusty nail, but Rosanna didn't seem to notice. She kept talking as Darcy's pulse began throbbing in her neck.
"Said he almost skipped the program because he takes care of his sister on weekends so his mom can work. Talk about drama. I'd stay far away from that," Rosanna continued.
Darcy's insides recoiled. Retarded or something. Would Rosanna use those words to describe her brother one day? Darcy wondered. She wouldn't be alone. Others would probably join in at some point once the baby is born.
"I'm just glad we both got chosen," Rosanna continued. "We finally get to see what's out there and meet other people who are actually going to be somebody. People like us. Just like old times, right?"
Darcy stopped listening. A world of challenges loomed ahead. Darcy saw glimpses of it in the new faces at Trinity College, but there was so much more. The baby was going to change her family. She was just beginning to feel it. If what Rosanna heard was true, Aaron was living it already or something like it. Maybe he could teach her something, help her prepare. Darcy would find out one day, but she had to do something first. Her eyes twitching, her hands trembling, she turned and glared at Rosanna.
"There is no us, Rosanna," she said calmly.
"What?"
"I need you to leave, now."
"What's wrong with you all of a sudden? What'd I do?"
"You're just being you, and I can't deal with it right now. Goodbye."
Rosanna looked as if she had been punched. Students at nearby tables watched, but Darcy didn't care. She held up a hand and waved it slowly while mouthing a single word that anyone in the cafeteria could see. "Goodbye." Just then, Hakeem entered the far side of the cafeteria with the same tense look he had earlier. He watched Rosanna storm off as he sat down.
"What was that about?"
"Never mind. Have you heard from them yet?" she asked, gesturing to where Cooper and Tara usually sat.
"They cut school today."
"Are you serious?" In all the time she had known Tara, Darcy had never seen her miss school. Even when she was sick, Tara came to class. It was something she was proud of. For her to be absent meant something was wrong. Seriously wrong. Despite all the frustration and anger, Darcy felt a gnawing feeling. One she could not silence or ignore. Tara needed her. Now.